Ricky Cruz, always a joy to get to talk to you. Started off the night with Jake Durden, which actually our memories were jogged. We saw him when we had the Metro Royale. A lot of us weren't familiar with him. Came back in. You got the victory.
Well, let me tell you something. Maybe you guys don't know him, but I know him well. He wrestles in the Midwest a lot now. I've seen him with Dynamo Pro. He wrestles in the South Broadway Athletic Club too. Sometimes I see him when I'm wrestling there. He's wrestling in SICW también in Illinois, and he's a great competitor. You saw the quality of his match, and he gave me a tough time. I thought he was going to be easier, but he's a great wrestler.
Now we had, of course, the next time we saw you, the big main event match, tag team again, a chance for a title shot, 4-on-4, crazy match. It just went all over the place to start, and. In the match, you were able to get rid of Dan Walsh. Unfortunately, Sterling rolled you up right after it.
Well, this is what happens when it's mayhem in the ring. You saw how this match started. We went all over the place. And it's a war, you know. I respect Bull, and when he had told me that he needed a teammate, I just jumped to the opportunity because if it's to kick some hiney of the Kansas City Killers, I won't think twice. Sterling, obviously, he waited for me to be, you know, watching his partner to caught me without being prepared. But that, you know, that happens in wrestling. There's no excuses. He beat me 1, 2, 3, and it's just a matter of time when I can get my hands on him again.